Well, we know the cancer continues to be a scourge among us, and there's a very important event coming up this weekend. It's the 13th annual All Cancer Symposium at Carmanos Cancer Institute. This is this Saturday, September 9th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can attend in person or virtually. Exactly what are they going to be tackling? We welcome in Dr. Elizabeth Heath, medical oncologist and leader of the Genitourinary Oncology Multidisciplinary Team at the Carmanos Cancer Institute. You put that in there just to test me on a Tuesday morning, didn't you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. You're getting together the best and the brightest. Tell me what will be the main topic of discussion. I know there's a lot of great research and great treatments, but it's even broader than that.
Yes, absolutely. We're excited to talk about the cancer patient's journey and sort of what that person needs to know. I think it's an important way to kind of gel all of the important information that has really exploded in the scientific world together. And we're having caregivers, physicians, researchers, specialists, community members gather together on this Saturday to just exchange knowledge and educate one another on what's the latest.
Well, in terms of this unique relationship between the patient and the caregiver, is there something specific that you're going to be focusing on that we need to do to maximize the potential and the wellness opportunities there?
I think understanding the resources that's available to the cancer patient and the caregiver really enhances their whole journey. You know, a lot of folks are focused on what's the right treatment, and that is absolutely important to know. But then there's all the other parts around the cancer journey that people don't think about. What do we do with the actual navigation of that process? Are there legal or insurance concerns that we may have? What are some of the resources in the community that exist today that perhaps can help them? Maybe it's understanding what's in their actual backyard that could really ease, you know, the journey for them. So these are important, I think, pieces of knowledge that sometimes in our, you know, focus to get the right answer gets overlooked. So we're hoping to really bring all of that together.
I happen to be talking to a 9-year cancer survivor of glioblastoma, brain cancer, last night. And one of the things that is, she looks at her future, and she's, thank God, been cancer-free. But is this idea of genetic and genomic testing when it comes to cancer management and the many benefits that it promises?
Oh, absolutely. And I think any survivor that's out there dealing with this cancer situation is just, you know, they're heroes in their own right, as well as their family members. The world of scientific advancements has been really furthered by our improved understanding of genomic and genetic testing. The companies that are there, the research that's going on in our universities, especially in our own backyard here in Detroit, has really, I think, expanded our knowledge about what are potential treatment options that we weren't thinking about 5 years ago that exist today. I think especially, right, Guy, with all of the different types of cancers, understanding that role is even more important now.
When you look at the different types of cancers, I'm active with the Sky Foundation, and that's a pancreatic cancer research unit. And they're very exciting that they think we're getting closer to maybe a diagnostic test for pancreatic cancer, which is something that really kind of sneaks up on you right now. When you get together on Saturday, are there some areas of cancer research that you feel are just on the verge of yielding something truly significant? What are the most exciting areas right now?
I think the area of imaging, trying to find where that cancer is, whether it's early detection or finding out whether the cancers are all gone, that's an area that's impacting not just pancreatic cancer, but so many other cancers in our world. I'm hoping our attendees will also understand the world of clinical trials, because that's getting, you know, access to tomorrow's treatment today. And there is a big of a learning curve with understanding clinical trials and, you know, how does that integrate into somebody's treatment plan, and how do you feel about trials? And those are the conversations we're hoping to have with each other and also with the community and understanding how that can be further integrated into somebody's treatment plan.
For those clinicians out there or others that may want to attend this, what is the availability? I know that registration, I think, has shut down in Detroit, but there are other opportunities out there.
Absolutely. We're live in three locations. You mentioned Detroit. We're also live in Flint and Lansing. And this is a free event for everyone to attend. And you can also attend virtually. In our post-pandemic world, we understand that access really has to come in so many different ways. And there will be also a virtual option for this meeting.
I know it may be a little bit out of your bailiwick, but obviously one of the big stories over the weekend was the death of Jimmy Buffett. And we heard about this Merkel cancer that took his life, a particularly aggressive form of skin cancer. What can you tell us about that? And is there anything we need to be watching out for? Because it's other than just slapping on the sunscreen, which I think all of us were a little bit more diligent about this weekend because of Jimmy's passing. What else should we know about that skin cancer?
Yes, I think with any cancer, early detection is number one. As we've heard from his passing, you know, what he had was a relatively more rare scenario, but I think with any cancer, early detection, especially any type of skin cancer, is really key. And that can happen with a visit to your primary care physician. You know, skin checks are always hard to do because we can see what we can see, but it's always those areas that we don't see. So getting an actual exam from a professional is really important.
What age should we start to think about doing that, especially if we have led, you know, pretty active outdoor lifestyles?
Yes. And, you know, I think that it's a great conversation to have with your primary care doc. If you are already at risk and that can be discussed with what that means for a specific individual, it's really important to know if you're perhaps in the higher risk group. But for most folks, I think getting in to see the primary care physician when you're around 50 would be terrific. And okay. That's for any other cancer.
Yeah, always a good suggestion. So it is the Karmanos Cancer Institute's 13th Annual All-Cancer Symposium coming up this Saturday, September 9th, starting at 8 a.m. And where would we go for pre-registration?
Right. If you visit the karmanos.org/cancer-symposium, all of that information is available there.
Excellent. And you're urged, especially if you're in Flint or Lansing, to register online where there still are seats available. Detroit closed for now, but you can also attend virtually. Again, learn more. karmanos.org/cancer-symposium. Dr. Heath, thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, Guy, thanks so much. And we hope to see everyone there.